Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me.
Welcome to the Wednesday to the Lamb of God. Good evening. Greetings, everyone. Tonight I'm so excited because the topic is the preacher's wife. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. Long as I live, when trouble to his throne. Spirit is sending out a clarion call to the preacher's wife. Tonight I want to talk about the preacher's wife. How many of you know a preacher's wife? That's a calling. So I've come tonight to arouse. I've come tonight to stir you up. I've come tonight to teach and just share a word for the preacher's wife. So if you are a preacher's wife, under the sound of my voice, I have just a couple of questions that I just want to ask you, and I want you to ponder these questions, okay? So the first question is, do miracles occur in your home? I want to say that again. Do miracles occur in your atmosphere? Why or why not? The second question I want to ask you is, does the supernatural occur in your home? Does the supernatural occur in your home? Is the supernatural common to you or is it obsolete? Have you ever experienced any supernatural manifestation of the power of God in your home? Why or why not? I want to talk tonight to the preacher's wife. And I would like you to please follow me to the text. Let's go to Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Luke chapter 10. Verse 38, and it reads, now it came to pass, as they went, and he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his words. But Martha was encumbered about much of serving. And so she came to him and she said, Lord, dost thou care it not that thou sister hath left me alone to serve? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. One thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. I want you to follow me, please, to another scripture, and that is St. John chapter 12, verse 1. St. John chapter 12, verse 1, and it reads, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead, there they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. So what I want to talk about is, what drew Jesus to Mary and Martha's home? What spirit dominated the atmosphere? What spirit was controlling the atmosphere? What spirit invited Jesus, our Redeemer, the Lord of Lords, the King of Glory? What spirit drew him to Mary and Martha's home? This home became a habitual, common a resting place for him. It was a habitual place. It was a place where he was often found. So I want to talk to the preacher's wife today. I want to ask you this question. I just want to arouse you. I want to stir you up. If Jesus comes right, is he coming to your house? I said, if Jesus makes a visitation, is he coming to your house? Or is he going to pass by your home? And why? There was something in Mary and Martha's home. There was something that drew Jesus there. There was something that made his spirit. He could have gone any other place. He could have been anywhere, but there was something, some spirit there. There was that dominated the atmosphere. I believe there was a spirit of love. I believe there was a spirit of hospitality. I believe it was the spirit of Mary and her submission. I believe these things made Jesus very comfortable, and he rested. He came and sat down and had dinner. He dined with them. He resided with them. It was a place of rest and a place of refuge. I want to talk to the preacher's wife tonight, and I want to ask you, is your home a place of refuge? Is your home a place of peace? If it is not, then at the end of this teaching, I want to invoke something in you, and I want to stir you up, and I want you to think about this teaching, and I want you to transform your home, and I want to charge you, and I want to challenge you to make your home a place where Jesus will come and dine with you and come and sit down and relax with you. I want to talk to the preacher's wife. And I want to talk about the fact a preacher's wife is a calling. I believe a preacher's wife is an ordained God himself. If you are a preacher's wife, if you are under the sound of my voice, I want you to know that God himself has assigned you. This is an assignment for you. Not just any woman can be a preacher's wife. Not just any woman can handle the mantle. Not just any woman is humble enough to submit, to a man of God. So I want to talk about the things that we need to do in order to create this atmosphere. And the first thing I want to talk about is, how do we create an atmosphere, a holy atmosphere? How do we do that, women? How do we create an atmosphere where the man of God, your husband, your preacher, that God has, he could have given him to anyone else, but he, for some reason, he gave him to you. So how do you have to create a holy atmosphere. How do you do that? How do you create a holy atmosphere? You have to pray in your atmosphere. Is your home a place of prayer? Have you ever prayed? Create an atmosphere in your home for praise and worship. And you do that. You do that by praying in your home. You do that by consecrating in your home. You do that by getting up early and preparing your home, praying over your entryways, praying over your children, praying over your husband, praying over your house, praying over and decreeing the word of the Lord. You've been assigned. You've been destined to do this. God himself chose you to do this. You have to literally breathe the word of God. Breathe the word of God over your home, over your atmosphere. So you need to have an atmosphere where praise and worship, singing praises to the Lord, singing worship songs. You may put on worship music. Are you praying in the spirit? You really need to be going around your home praying in the spirit, consecrating the atmosphere. Why? Because that's your assignment. You create the atmosphere. You create the atmosphere for your husband, for the man of God, for your children. You're responsible. You are the priestess of your home. That is your job. You are the watchman of your house. So I want to encourage you today, if you do not do it, I want you to make it a fact to begin to pray over your home. I want you to walk around your home and just pray in the spirit. I want you to walk around your home and just say, Father, I thank you for my husband. I thank you for the preacher of my house. Father, teach me how to honor the mantle on my husband. Father, teach me, Lord, how to be the wife that you've ordained me to be. Father, thank you for choosing me to be a wife in the name of Jesus. Not just any wife, but a preacher's wife. Thank you, Father. I want you to walk around your home, and I want you to pray and decree the word of God. I want you to open up your Bible and just walk around the house and just decree the word of God. I want you to create an atmosphere, a holy atmosphere, an atmosphere where the Spirit of God is invited. The Spirit of God is welcome. I want you to wake up and say, welcome, Holy. Wake up, Holy Spirit, welcome. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire, come into my atmosphere. You are welcome here. If you're a preacher's wife, I want to know, is the Holy Spirit welcome in your atmosphere? Or do you have an atmosphere that grieves the Holy Spirit? Proverbs chapter 14 reads, and a wise woman buildeth her house. A wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. So I want you to think about, are you a wise woman? Do you build it, your house? Do you build up your husband? Do you exhort? Do you encourage? Do you edify with your mouth? Do you speak words of encouragement? Or do you tear down your house with your nasty mouth? Is your mouth nasty? Do you tear down? Do you speak words of discouragement? Is he fleeing from your presence? I want you to be very careful with this, because as women, our mouths can be a weapon or a blessing. And I wanted you to just think about it. Which one are you? Are you a wise woman that buildeth her house? Or are you a foolish woman? Are you a foolish woman that criticizes constantly? Are you a foolish woman that always has a negative word? Are you mean and hateful? Is your mouth nasty? I want you to think about this, and I want to encourage you. Think before you open your mouth. Think before you speak. Your words bring life. You have the power and authority to speak life over your family, over your husband, over your children. And you have to build up your man of God. You have to be a wise woman. I charge you. I challenge you today to be a wise woman, to build up her husband, to build up the man of God, to build him up with her words, exhort, edify, comfort. That is what you are called to do. That's why God chose you. He could have chosen any other woman, but he chose you. He chose you. He called you to be a preacher's wife. A preacher's wife is a calling. And I want you to just examine yourself, and I want you to think about it. Am I a wise woman, or am I a foolish woman? And if, in fact, you are a foolish woman, then I want you to start, I want you to begin more, become more mindful about the words that are coming out of your mouth. I want you to be more mindful about the things that you're speaking over your family, over your husband. The next thing I want to talk about is I want to challenge you to become obsessed. Obsessed with the assignment of your husband. Did I say? Become obsessed with the assignment. Become obsessed with the mantle. Become obsessed with the vision. Become obsessed. What is the vision? Do you even know what the vision? Have you studied his office? Have you studied his mantle? Do you even know what his calling is? You have to study his office. Okay, let's say is he, if he's an apostle, you have to study that. Okay, so God gave you an apostle, and you have to say to yourself, self, how can I create an atmosphere that nurtures the apostolic in my husband? What do I need to do, Lord? Get me out of the way, Father, so that I may edify and comfort and encourage my husband. How may I create a nurturing atmosphere? That's your assignment. You have to be obsessed with your assignment. Or perhaps your husband might be a prophet. If, in fact, God has given you a prophet, then you have to study the prophetic anointing. You need to be reading and studying and learning as much as you can about this prophet, because guess what? God has given you. That means he's given you. He made a conscious decision to give you a prophet, and that is such a high honor. So you have to begin to study the mantle. Study the office to say, self, what do I need to do? How may I create an atmosphere that nurtures the prophetic? What kind of atmosphere am I creating? What kind of food am I preparing? Are you even preparing any? Is there order in your home? What sort of atmosphere? You have to nurture the atmosphere. So let's say, let's stop for a moment. So let's say God has given you a prophet. If your husband is a prophet, then your assignment by God, your calling from God, is to nurture that atmosphere. So that when he comes into that atmosphere, it's his peaceful place. It's his happy place. It's his resting place. And guess what? You're responsible. And you will stand before the Lord. And you will have to answer for everything you do, because we all have to answer. So I just want to encourage you, if you have a minister, whatever man of God that God has given you, our job is to create the atmosphere. Our job is to nurture the atmosphere so that they may soar and so they may thrive and be everything that God has called them to be. But we can't do that if we're a foolish woman. We don't nurture the atmosphere when we have strife that's dominating our atmosphere. I want to park the car right here for a moment. I want to talk about the spirit of strife. When there is a spirit of strife, there's something in you just want to fight. You just want to bicker. You just have a very ugly and nasty, mean, hateful spirit. And what is going to happen? Eventually, the man of God, eventually, he will depart. And at that point, you have no one, getting ahead of myself, no one to blame but yourself. But let me just stop right here. I want to talk about this spirit of strife. It's so prevalent in the church today. It's so prevalent. We're always guarded by our emotions. We just say what we feel, and we have no accountability. And it's enough. Is enough. What did I say? Enough is enough. You are responsible for what comes out of your mouth. You are responsible. Stabilize your emotions. What did I say? Stabilize your emotions. Women, stabilize your emotions. What are you doing to create and nurture the atmosphere that a man of God can thrive in? I want you to really think about these things. And I want you to dig deep tonight, because God wants to transform you. He wants to transform your marriage. He wants to transform your life. He wants to transform your ministry. But you have to think about these things and become mindful. And if for a fact you have been a foolish woman and you haven't been wise, well, let's start today. So every preacher's wife that has not been wise, I want you to lay your hand on your chest and I want you to say these words with me. Today is the day. Today is my new day. Today I embrace the calling to be a preacher's wife. Today I thank God for the calling to be a preacher's wife. Today I thank you, Father, that you chose me, that you ordained me to walk as a preacher's wife. Thank you, Father. I accept the calling. I will no longer struggle with the calling. I will no longer deny the calling. I will honor the calling. Father, help me to be the preacher's wife. Help me to be the wife you've called me to be. Help me, Father. Find my way. And I want the Holy Spirit to just guide you. Because I believe by faith, God wants to transform your marriage. I believe by faith that your children will rise up and call you blessed. I believe you can turn your marriage around today. If you just make a conscious decision, and if you hear what the Lord is trying to share with you. So what did I say? We have to become obsessed with the calling. Obsessed with the, what is my husband's calling? What is his vision? Can you recite it? Do you even know? Have you even asked him? Do you even care? And I want you to become obsessed with the vision, with the mantle. And I want you to fall at your husband's feet and say, teach me. I want to learn. I want to know. Even if you don't know, I just have a teachable spirit. That means shut your mouth and listen. I want to move a little bit further. I want to move on. Let's talk about, as a preacher's wife, there's some things you have to do that you're responsible for doing. So I want to talk about guarding the anointing. I want to talk about guarding the mantle that is on your husband. There's a mantle on him. There's an anointing of God that rests on him. And your responsibility as his wife is to guard that anointing. Are you guarding the anointing? What are you doing? I want you to think about these things. Let's go, follow me to 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. But you have an own anointing from the Holy One. You have an anointing from the Holy One. Okay, women, your man of God is from the Holy One. He has an anointing. He has an anointing that is from the Holy One. I want you to think about this when you're handling him. How are you handling the anointing? Are you guarding the anointing? Are you grieving the anointing? What are you doing? I want you to go to verse 27, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. And the word of the Lord reads, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. Let me read that again, okay? But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. So as a preacher's wife, you must, I repeat, you must guard the anointing. You must protect him. You must comfort him. You must encourage him, honor him, respect him, build him up, guard the anointing. You have to, in order to guard the anointing, you have to even study the anointing on his life. What upsets him? What makes this him happy? What does he need in order to perform at his highest? And I want you to say, Father, teach me how to guard the anointing over my husband. Teach me. Teach me, Father. Teach me, Holy Spirit. Take over, Holy Spirit. Show me how to guard the anointing. Because here's a reality. You're not going to like this, but here's a reality. Why? Why must you guard the anointing? Because you are the watchman. You are the watchman of your house. You are the watchman of the atmosphere. You're not going to like this, but here it is. If any spirit, if there is any unclean spirit, a spirit of lust, a spirit of perversion, a lying spirit, any spirit that is not like God, if it is residing in your home, guess what? It's your fault. I know you're not going to like this, but the reality is it's your fault. And I'm not here to condemn you. I'm here to share so that you may build up. I'm here to stir you up. I'm here to arise. I want to arise something inside of you. I want your spirit man to awaken and come alive and understand that. So when there's a spirit in your house and you don't like that spirit, or there's a lying spirit or whatever spirit is it, guess what? There was no watchman at the door. And the reality is, whether you like it or not, you were sleeping on your post. Have you been sleeping on your post? Because the reality is, whether you like it or not, accountability is good. God reveals so that he will deliver. God reveals so that he will heal. So I believe the Spirit of the Lord wants to change things in your life, but you have to be open and be teachable. And understand that you are 100% responsible for every spirit that is running rampant in your house. Why? Because you're the watchman and you let it in. And if the Spirit of God was dominating, there's some things the enemy won't even bring into your atmosphere if the Spirit of God is ruling. If the Holy Spirit, if the Spirit, the holy fire of God is in the atmosphere, guess what? That spirit is going to dominate. But if you look around and all of a sudden there's no deliverance, everybody in your house needs deliverance, then you only have to look at yourself and say, self, help me, teach me. Father, forgive me, for I have been sleeping on my post. And I let all these spirits come up in my home. But guess what? Today is a brand new day. So you can say to yourself, self, what do I need to do? How do I clean up this atmosphere? Pray, fast, worship the atmosphere. Pray over your children. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Pray over your husband. When he's sleeping at night, put your hand on his back. And just pray for him. Does he come to you? Lay hands on your own husband. Come on, lady. You have so much anointing in you, and you're ready to do all these other things with your anointing. You're so busy in your sister's business, but instead of getting your own house in order. What am I saying? I'm saying that you are 100% responsible for every evil spirit, every unclean demon, every unclean spirit, every spirit of perversion. Why? Because this is your calling. This is your atmosphere. You have to guard anointing. Why? Because that's your mandate. That's what God himself has chosen you to do. And guess what? He's equipped you. But you have to be able to look at yourself and say, self, help me, Father. I haven't always been wise. But today's a new day, and I want to be wise from now on, Lord. Teach me, Holy Ghost. Come in. Welcome, Holy Ghost. Come into my atmosphere, Jesus. You are welcome, Holy Spirit. Come, drop. Heal me. Heal my children. Heal my husband. Heal my marriage. Father, to guard the anointing on my man of God. Teach me, Father. I want to learn. I want to be a watchman. You might not know everything, but teach me. Say, teach me, Lord. Just talk to the, teach me, Lord, because I want to be a good watchman. I don't want to see all my children bust hell wide open. I don't want to have an atmosphere where my husband doesn't even want to come home. He goes everywhere else but home. He goes everywhere else but home. Look at yourself. Don't just detach from the, as women, we're so intense, we're so emotional. But let's just sit down and let's just talk about it. Let's lay all that emotion down and say, why is it that my husband wants to be everywhere else but at home? Why is that? That's something you have to begin. It's time to rise up, women. It's time to become accountable, women. It's time to begin to guard the atmosphere and not allow the enemy to come in and take and wreak havoc and dominate the atmosphere. We have to be on point. We have to awaken and arouse ourselves and say, Father, wake me up from my sleeping state. And you have to stand at the door, and you guard the door, and you pray over the windows, and you pray over the entryway, and you anoint your home. And you say, Father, clean up this atmosphere, God. Holy Ghost, take over, Holy Spirit. Take over my atmosphere. Teach me how to guard my atmosphere. Teach me how to be a watchman over my atmosphere. Teach me how to pray for my husband. Teach me how to pray for my children. Teach me how to lay hands on myself. It's time, women. It's time. It's time to rise. It's time to awaken from our sleeping state. So I'm here to challenge you today, not to condemn you. No spirit of condemnation, but a spirit of love. I'm here in a spirit of love so that you can guard your atmosphere. You have power. You have power. Because when you're in your rightful place, when you're at your door, guess what? Some things can't even come into your atmosphere because you've already seen it. You've already shut the devil down before he can even come in. You've already seen him. Why? Because you've been praying. Because you've been fasting. I encourage you to fast for your husband. Fast for your children. This is bigger than you, women. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than you and what you want. We have to get out of our selfish, worldly mindset. There's such a worldly mindset that is dominating us and dominating our spirit. We have to come away. Jesus, come out from amongst them. Be ye separate. But we want to be worldly. We want to be worldly on Monday, then we want sanctified on Tuesday, and then Wednesday we're worldly again. Come on, women, it's time for us to take our rightful place. Why? This is bigger than you. It's bigger than you. This is for your generation, your children's children, children's children. It's time to establish the covenant. God is calling us, women, to establish the covenant in our family line. Some of you may not have had a woman of God in your life. Some of you have no idea. But guess what? You can say to yourself, I'm going to be the one. I'm going to be the one to establish the covenant. I'm going to be the one to make sure my children serve the Lord. And me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You can do that. If you don't have the power, God would have never put you in your position. But you're there, and guess what? You're a wise woman. Or you can make a conscious decision today and say, today is my day. Today is my deadline. Not tomorrow, but today. Why? Because when you die, you want your children's children's children to have established the covenant. And guess what? All the suffering that you've endured, all the weeping in the night, all the struggling, guess what? Maybe, just maybe, you're listening to the sound of my voice right now because God wants to use you to establish the covenant in your home. So watch this. So your great-great-grandbaby won't fight the enemy like you had to fight him. Why? Because you would have already established the covenant. What am I saying? I'm saying it's time for us to shake our, God wants to shake us so that we can take our rightful place and we can raise up a royal priesthood. We have to begin to nurture our children and their calling. And their, what anointing is on? Did God give me a prophet? Is my son a pastor? Who is this that God has given me out of? We birth things. But God is raising the standard. God is raising a standard of holiness. And he's here to deliver you. He's here to set you free. He's here to build you up and encourage and exhort you. I'm here to encourage you in the faith. You can be a wise woman. You can build it your house. You can guard the anointing. But the bottom line is, it's all on you. The choice is yours. Choice is yours. But I just want to encourage you to think about it. I want you to think about this long and hard. What am I building? Am I building my house? Am I creating a holy atmosphere? Am I obsessed with my husband's calling? Am I guarding the anointing? Just meditate on those things for me. Now I'm going to come to another area I just want to share with you. And this is so crucial. Please hear me in love. You must submit to the vision. Uh-oh, there goes that word nobody likes. You must submit. What did I say? Submit to the vision. Submit to the mantle. Submit to the prophet. Submit to the apostle. Submit to the minister. Submit to the pastor. Submit to the evangelist that is over you. Watch this. Here's an illustration. Have you ever seen a man of God, maybe a prophet or maybe an apostle, that was just so powerful, that moved in the gift, that could just lay hands on the sick, just resurrecting the dead, just the power of God all over him. Everywhere he goes, people just bow down and just begin falling out, and people just get delivered and set free. Have you ever seen a man of God, a prophet that was so powerful, so powerful in the things of God? He prays, something happens. He delivers, something happens. He lays hands on the sick. People get multitudes of following him. But then you look at his wife and she's spiritually weak. She's spiritually weak. And this began to just, I would just scratch my head. And I would look at this and I was confused. I couldn't understand. I say, Lord, now wait a minute. How can you be that close to the anointing and have no power? How can you be laid down in bed with a prophet at night and can't prophesy? How is it that your husband is full of power, full of the anointing, can preach fire, and you about to bust hair wide open? I was confused. I would see this time and time and time again, and I would just scratch my head like, Lord, I don't understand this. How can she be so close to the anointing, but none of the anointing permeates her spirit? Man, I was very bewildered by that, and I just started seeking the Lord and praying, and I asked him for understanding, and this is what the Lord showed me. And I just want to share it with you. How is it that you can see a man of God that is full of power, but right next to him, I'm telling you, she's riding in the car with him at home, on the way home. She's rolling over and laying in the bed with him at night. She's sitting next to him, but she is spiritually weak, spiritually useless. She's spiritually And this was bothering me. And this is what the Lord said. The Lord showed me this. He gave me this revelation. He said, every time you see that, you see a man of power. You see a Holy Ghost power. He can preach fire. He just opens up his mouth and just fire just keeps coming out. People get healed. People get delivered. People get set free. Demons flee at his presence. How is it that the woman next to him can be so weak spiritually? No evidence, no manifestation of the power of God. Huh? And this is what the Lord showed me. And this is very important. And if you get this, your marriage will be transformed forever. If you get this one, if you don't leave with anything that I've shared tonight, I want you to leave with this. If you get this one principle, then you can transform your whole life. If you get this one principle, your marriage can be transformed tomorrow if you just receive this from the Spirit. When you do not submit to the vision, okay, when you do not submit to the mantle, where there is no submission, you disqualify to receive from his mantle. I want to repeat that because that's so important. And if that's the one thing you leave with tonight, I want you to leave with this. When you do not submit to the vision, when you do not submit to the mantle, you disqualify yourself to receive from that mantle. What am I saying? Help me, Holy Ghost. When you do not submit, you cannot receive. And so when you see these powerhouses, you see these incredible, dynamic, full of the Holy Ghost men, and the women are weak spiritually, have no manifestation, no evidence of the anointing, no power of God, nothing. They are not submitted to the anointing. They have not. There is no submission. They have not submitted to the anointing. Watch this. And because of that, they have disqualified themselves to even receive from him. So, in essence, he wants to pour out his Spirit, but he can't because you're rejecting it. You're rejecting it with your ignorant self. You're rejecting it with your foolish self. You're rejecting it because you're not wise. You're foolish. You're rejecting it. But if you would just learn to submit to your husband, if you submit to the vision, if you submit, that word nobody likes, but if you submit, guess what? You will no longer be disqualified to receive. And then he will begin to pour his Spirit on you. And guess what? You will have the evidence. You will begin to drench with the mantle. You will begin to drench with the anointing that is on his life. Watch this. That same anointing will then transfer to your life. What did I say? Then you will lay in the bed with your husband at night, and you will have some of the anointing. It will begin to fall on you if you just submit and if you stop fighting. But whenever you do not submit, you disqualify. I want you to leave with this. If you don't get anything else from me tonight, you disqualify yourself from receiving his mantle. So in other words, your husband can be a prophet, or your husband can be an apostle, and perhaps he wants to pour into you. Of course, he wants to pour into you. He wants to pour his Spirit out. Women, we're receivers, but you're rejecting yourself. And guess what? Your marriage, what you honor, moves towards you. What did I say? What you honor, that thing moves towards you. So when you begin to honor your husband, and when you begin to submit to your husband, guess what? He's going to move towards you. And guess what? You won't have to wonder if he's coming home. He'll already be there. Why? Because when you honor him, when you submit to him, men are wired this way. When you honor him, when you submit to him, guess what? He's looking for you. And you will no longer be disqualified to receive. Now the anointing on his life is going to start to fall on you. He's just going to start to wash you with the word of God. He's going to just start to fill up your spirit, man, with the anointing. There is no reason why a man of God should be so powerful with a weak woman. Whenever you see that, the illustration is the whole Lord showed me this in the Holy Spirit. She has not submitted to the vision. She's not submitted to him at all. And so the Lord showed me that when you do not submit, you disqualify yourself. So I want to encourage you, women. I want to encourage you if you've been disqualifying yourself. Perhaps, maybe you didn't know in ignorance. I don't know what it is. But if you've disqualified yourself, you can say, self, today is a new day. And guess what? I'm going to start to submit to my husband. When he's talking, I'm going to shut my mouth and just listen. I'm going to show some respect and reverence for the anointing. I'm going to say, yes, sir. I'm going to honor him. Why? Because I don't want to be disqualified for the anointing. I want to serve my husband. I want to love my husband. I want to build him up. I want to be a wise woman. Why? Because when I stand before the King of Glory, I'm going to have to answer. Women, we're going to have to answer. I'm sorry, you don't want to hear it, but you're going to have to answer for everything you did. And if God has given you a preacher, and heaven help you, if God has given you a preacher, you're going to have to answer for it. And I want you to say, self, what do I need to do? Another thing I want to talk about is, sometimes we become so common with the anointing that we just take it for granted. And this is what happened with Jesus. I believe they were so common with the anointing. They were so common with the anointing that they did not even receive from him. He was the King. I said the King of Glory. Jesus could not do many miracles. So what did he do? He departed, women. And I believe the Lord is showing us this because he wants to help us. He wants to deliver our marriages. In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, it says, and a prophet is not without honor except amongst his own and in his own home. And he could do not many miracles there. Let's talk about this. He couldn't do many miracles. Why? Because they had become so common with the anointing. They became so common with the anointing that they no longer respected it. There was no reverence for the anointing. There was no appreciative. They're not appreciating the anointing. What am I saying? Have you become so common with the anointing? Because you do his laundry, because you serve his meals, because you pick up his socks, come on, because you do all, have you become so common with the anointing? You're not even receiving what God wants to impart because you've become just like those, just like Jesus's people? Well, I believe they said, that's not Jesus, the Son of God. Tell him to come fix my coffee table. They were too common with the anointing. They didn't understand that the King of Glory had come to answer their prayer. They missed God. The Son of God, the King of Glory, came and sat amongst them, but they missed it. So I want to encourage you, do not become so common with the anointing that you begin to take it for granted. I want you to understand that if God has given you a preacher, a man of God, right? He's given, that's a great gift. That's a great high honor. That means that you have a calling to be a preacher's wife. I want to encourage you, women, let's begin to appreciate the anointing. Why? Because what you appreciate, what you honor, it moves towards you. So if you decide to honor the anointing and appreciate the anointing and reverence the anointing and respect the anointing, guess what? It's going to move towards you. But if you dishonor it, guess what? It's going to move away. And what did Jesus do? And his spirit departed. And he could do not many miracles because of the unbelief. So I want you to look at yourself and say, self, have I become so common with the anointing that I don't appreciate it. I don't understand that Jesus is, that the King of Glory, that my man, the God, man God has given me is a man of God. He's a great man of God. I've been blessed in favor of the Lord. But I become so common with him because I pick up his dirty laundry. Come on, I feed him his meals. I want to encourage you, women, let's begin to look at ourselves. Let's look at ourselves. Let's examine ourselves. And let's say, today I make a vow to you, Lord. I will not be so common with the anointing. My husband does not have to move away from me. I will honor him, Lord. I will respect him, Lord. Thank you for the anointing. Acknowledge the anointing over your husband's life. Pray for your husband. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for blessing me. Stir up the anointing. Pour out more anointing on him, Father. Help me how to nurture the environment so the anointing may increase. If you have a preacher, you have a calling and a responsibility as a preacher's wife to multiply the anointing. To what has your husband produced during your marriage? If he's a musician, produced any CDs? Perhaps there's a book inside of him that needs to be birthed. Are you helping him? Or you're so worried about your own life, you're so worried about these worldly things, you're so worried about doing all these other things that you're missing your own calling. If God has given you a preacher, guess what? That's your assignment. That's your primary assignment. And you're responsible. If he's a, let's say he writes, but he's supposed to produce more books under, if he's an author, he's supposed to produce with you. He's supposed to multiply. Are you multiplying him? Has he multiplied or has he diminished? Has he increased or has he decreased? You got to look at these things, and this is gonna. It might not be easy, but you can do it. So I want to stir you up. I want to stir you up. I want you to think about these things. Amen. I want to share a quick testimony. There was a woman, a man of God, a great, great man of God. And he was not with a woman who was very wise. She was very foolish. And so she was a hindrance. She shut down his ministry. And the reason why she shut down his ministry is because she was so hateful and mean and nasty. And she had a spirit of strife. She had a lot of spirits on her. But she eventually shut down the ministry because he was so stressed out just dealing with her that he had to step away from some things. And it grieved the Holy Spirit. And I just want to share this quick testimony with you. You do not want to invoke the wrath of God. Women, what did I say? I said you do not want to invoke. I believe this woman invoked the wrath of God. Why? Because when you have a preacher, heaven help you. Heaven help you if you shut it down. Heaven help you if you're the reason why if you're the reason why he doesn't want to prophesy, if you're the reason why he can't preach because he's so stressed out because his home is so out of order and his house is a mess. This particular woman, that's the kind of woman that she was. And the Lord gave me a vision. And in the vision, she just fell down. I saw her head explode. And she hit the ground. And I said, what is this, Lord? And he said, she shut down my ministry. She didn't shut him down. She shut down my ministry. And when the Lord gave me that dream, the woman died. She died. Why did she die? Because she invoked God's wrath. She became God's enemy. Because she didn't just shut down a man of God. She shut down God. She shut down his manifestation. She shut down a ministry. Women, so I want to charge you today. I beseech you. I plead with you. I'm coming here to share with you. Do not invoke God's wrath. Do not become God's enemy. Do not shut down a man of God. Because when you shut him down, watch this. you're not just shutting him down. You're shutting down every single soul that he was assigned to save and deliver. So let's say this man of God that you go to bed with every night, and you do his laundry and you prepare him lunch. Let's say this man he's assigned to deliver 10,000 souls before he dies. And those souls are waiting on him. They're waiting on him. They're suffering right now. They're weeping right now. And they're waiting on him. Why? Because he's their deliverer. Because God has chosen him to be their deliverer. Guess what? When you shut him down, now you have 10,000 souls that are lost, that have no deliverer. No deliverer because of your nasty mouth. No deliverer because of your foul spirit. No deliverer because of you. Because you refuse to submit to the vision and you have become a hindrance. I want to touch on this for a little while. You have become a hindrance, not an asset. And you don't want to become God's enemy. You don't want God to lay you out. So I challenge you today, if you've been a hindrance to a ministry, if you shut down a ministry because of your ugly ways, if you shut down a ministry because of your selfish spirit, it's time to wake up, women. It's time to wake up. What did I say? It's time to wake up. Because you have a priest in your house that the world is waiting for. And the world is in need of the deliverer that is sleeping next to you every night. And I want you to think about that before you begin speaking nasty words. This nasty mouth, it just blows my mind. It's like if we could just put a speaker on you, my God. If we could put a speaker on you and everybody could hear the way you speak to your husband, what would the world say? What would God say? I want you to think about this. Every time you get ready to speak an evil, ugly word, I want you to stop and say, I am talking to the manifestation of God. This is not an ordinary man. You could have took a police officer. You could have married a lawyer. You could have had a doctor. You could have married a pope. No, you made a decision to say, yes, I do, to a preacher. And guess what? That there's accountability in that. And I'm telling you, in all love with the Spirit, I'm coming in a spirit of love. Because the world is waiting. The world is waiting. And if you can just encourage your husband, if you can create an atmosphere of love, if you can just submit to his vision, if you can learn to guard the anointing, if you can learn to lay hands on him while he's sleeping, guess what? He might rise up and deliver a nation. Why? I want you to stop looking at him like he's just any other man. I want you to stop looking at him like he's common. This is the manifestation of God. What did I say? This is the manifestation of God. The Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit has embodied him and has decided to come and live with you. He could have been anywhere else, but for some reason he's with you. And I believe he's with you by the Spirit because you really are equipped. Even if you don't know it, you really are equipped. What did I say? You're equipped to accept the calling, but you have to accept it first. So I want, if you're a preacher's wife, under the sound of my voice, I want you to raise your hands up and say, I accept the calling to be a preacher's wife. I accept the calling to be a preacher's wife. Some days might be hard, but I accept the calling. Some days I might have to war for him, but I accept the calling, Lord. I surrender to the calling, Lord. Thank you for ordaining me, Father. Thank you for deciding to manifest God in my home. Thank you. Guess what, women? That means you were chosen to be a preacher's wife. That means God thinks mighty highly of you. He thinks highly of you because guess what? He decided to manifest his power and his spirit, and he decided to come and abide with you. So I want to encourage you. I want to arouse you. I want to build you up. I want you to accept the calling. Stop fighting your husband. Learn to guard the anointing. Learn to submit to the vision. Learn to be the woman that God has ordained you to be. Even before you were born, he ordained you. Even before he formed you, he knew you would be a preacher's wife. So I just want to encourage you in that calling. I want to think about this. Am I an asset or am I a hindrance? Oops. What did I say? Am I a hindrance or am I an asset? You're a hindrance if your husband produces absolutely nothing in your marriage. He produces nothing. He's too tired. He's too stressed out. He's producing nothing in your marriage. But guess what? You're a hindrance. He's ready to minister the word of God, and you're fighting him. Guess what? You're a hindrance. Yes, I said it, and I'm not taking it back. He comes home tired, but ready to go to the ministry. And why? Because he has a heart to serve the Lord. Why? Because he's a manifestation of God. And you're arguing with him, and you're talking to him nasty, and you're speaking evil words. Guess what? You are a hindrance. And it is time to wake up, women. It's time to wake up. Because if you have a spirit of strife, guess what? That's the spirit that dominates the atmosphere. Are you an asset? Do you encourage him? Are you his best friend? Do you pray for him? Do you have a word from the Lord? Have you even been with Jesus? Are you, women, it's time to become an asset. It's time to build. It's time to be a wise woman that buildeth her house. Are you an asset, women? Do you multiply, or are you too busy spending the money? Have you created an investment plan? Or are you too busy shopping, where all the money goes on clothes, all the money goes in shopping? Or are you a wise woman? Have you created an income stream to support your man of God? Have you launched a business that will support him so that he may do the work in the ministry? What are you bringing to the table other than a pretty look, your pretty, pretty physical being? What else are you bringing to the table? I just want you to think about this. What are you doing to make yourself an asset? How is your husband? Your husband is supposed to be multiplying under you. He's supposed to multiply in your presence. Has he multiplied? Is he encouraged? Do you encourage him in his walk? Do you encourage him when his spirit is down? Do you love on him when he's hurting, when he's being attacked? Or is he being attacked at the world, from the world, and now he's attacked at the ministry, and now he has to come home and fight you? Are you kidding me? Come on, women. It's time to look at ourselves and examine ourselves. It's time to become assets and not hindrances. Enough is enough. What did I say? Enough is enough. This, and then we're going to take a few callers if we have some callers there. If you are a preacher's wife, I want you to go home and I want you to just examine yourself. And I'm not here to condemn you. I didn't come in a spirit of condemnation. I came in a spirit of love, because I believe by the Spirit that God wants to transform your marriage. God wants to teach you how to be a wise woman that buildeth her house. God wants to teach you how to be a praying woman. God wants to teach you some things. God wants you to establish the covenant so your children's children, so your grandchildren won't suffer like you suffered, so your great-great-grandchildren will know your name. See, this is your legacy, your inheritance, your legacy that you're leaving, a holy legacy. What are they going to say about you when you die? Here lies a wise woman that builded her house. Or here lies a foolish woman. What are they going to say to you? I want you to think about these things, and I just want to encourage you. And I want you to know that if you have not been a wise woman, I challenge you. I challenge you right now in the name of Jesus. I challenge you to go home and fall down in front of your husband. I challenge you to go home to your husband and repent. Repent to him. And tell him, baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've been a foolish woman. I'm sorry my mouth has been nasty. I'm sorry that I didn't guard my atmosphere. I'm sorry that I didn't submit to teach me how to submit. I encourage you to go home to your husbands and repent. I encourage you, I challenge you, I exhort you to become a wise woman. And how do you become a wise woman? You practice. Every day, I want you to practice becoming the wise woman that God has ordained you to be. I want you to know that I am praying for you. And I want you to know that you can do it. Is it going to always be easy? No. But guess what? God has chosen you. God has given you this calling. And just begin to embrace your calling. Why? Because God has equipped you. He has everything inside of you that you need. It's already there. I want to pray with you. If you are a preacher's wife, I want to encourage you because I want you to begin to do these things that I've shared. I want to challenge you because I don't want the Spirit of God to depart forever. Like Jesus, remember? He was unable to perform miracles and his spirit departed. And they missed God. They missed manifestation. They missed miracles. But the King of Glory is laying in your bed every night. What a high honor. So every woman, under every preacher's wife, under the sound of my voice, I just cover you in prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want you to know that I'm praying for you. And I'm praying that you become a wise woman. I'm praying, God, pour out your spirit on every preacher's wife under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, I thank you that you're doing it right now. Pour out your Holy Ghost spirit. Pour out your fire. Teach her how to rise up and pray. Teach her how to be the woman you've called her to be. Thank you, Father God. Teach her how to obey her calling. Teach her how to submit. Teach her how to submit. Teach her how to guard the anointing. Teach her how to nurture the prophetic. Teach her how to anoint the apostolic. Teach her, Father. Teach her now in the name of Jesus. Every woman under the sound of my voice, I thank God. Teach her how to create an atmosphere of holiness. Teach her how, where holiness becomes the standard. Teach her, oh God, how to become the priest of her house. Teach her, Father, how to become a watchman. Teach her, oh God, how to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Teach her how to breathe the word of God over her house. Teach her how to lay hands on her children. Teach her how to rise up, God. Teach her how to wake up from her sleep. Teach her how to become obsessed with the anointing over her husband's life, even over her children's life. Teach her, Father, to be the woman you've called her to be. Help her, Father. I thank you that it is being done right now. It's being done right now. Father, pour out your spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know my Redeemer liveth. I thank you for every preacher's wife that is under the sound of my voice. May the Lord bless you. richly. May you be strengthened and encouraged. Let's take our rightful place. Let's become wise women. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share. I hope that I shared something that will transform your life. Go home and don't be doers of the word, just hearers, but doers of the word. Take the word and apply it to your life, okay? Go home and fall to your husband's feet and say, baby, honey, how can I submit to you? Teach me, Lord. Teach me. Teach me. Teach me. Submit to your husband. Begin to reverence and honor the anointing, and the Spirit of the Lord will visit you. Thank you. That's my prayer. The Spirit of the Lord, what did I, the Spirit of the Lord will visit your house. The Spirit of the Lord will visit you. So at this time, if we have any callers, feel free to take any calls. If we have, I don't know, do we have any callers at this time? Well, I want to thank you all for allowing me the opportunity to share the word, and I pray that you are blessed of the Lord, and may the Lord, women, may the...
You have one.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready, caller. God bless you.
I just want to thank you for that awesome word on tonight. When you first started, you said, preacher's wife, and I was like, oh, this must be for some more leaders again, because the other night it was for leaders, and it blessed me as well. But
amen. I'm so happy to hear that. God bless you, sister. Thank you for sharing that. God bless you.
Thank you.
May the Lord keep you. May the Lord keep you.
Thank you.
May the Lord keep you. Thank you so much.
That's the only one hit one. Maybe some of them.
Do we have it?
We have a lot of new calls tonight. Maybe some of them don't know you got to hit one in order to come live.
All my new callers, in order to go live, I need you to hit number one. I'm ready to take any calls. If you have any questions, any comments, please feel free. Hello, caller.
301, 302.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? God bless you.
God bless you. This is Pastor Sherry Weathersby, and I want to thank you so much for the teaching. I have another prayer for the going, but I'm late getting there, but God knew what he wanted me. And truly, I appreciate everything that was said, and I aim to do even more. The Word of the Lord in this area. So I thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God, and may the Lord visit you. I just pray miracles into your home, miracles for you, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
Be much encouraged, okay? Be much encouraged. The Lord is with you.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you so much. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you so much. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord keep you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
571.
Hello, caller.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you, sister. God bless you.
I just want to bless God for the word. I'm not married. But that word has truly blessed me, and I just bless God for that word. It also has blessed me to just a train of thought, a new way of thinking, to pray more, to stay in my word more, and to pray over myself and my children, you know, and allow God to work on me and walk in my walking, pull me in. So I bless God for that word. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. I see the Lord. I see the Lord coming into your home. I see the Lord dropping His Spirit on your children. So I want to encourage you, even if you don't have a husband, I want to encourage you to just pray for your children. Okay, lay hands on your children when before they walk out the door. Cover them when they're sleeping. Just get some oil and just they don't even have to know what you're doing. Okay, but just pray over your children because there's an unusual anointing in your house. There's an unusual anointing for ministry in your home. And I believe if you pray, God is going to raise up your children. So I just want to encourage you, woman of God, be much encouraged. And you keep praying. God is listening to you, okay? God is listening to you. Just keep praying and seeking Him. And I see Him calling you to fast. I see Him calling you to fast. Fast, woman of God, for the Lord, okay? He's trying to pull you closer. He's trying to draw you closer to Him, okay? God bless you. The Lord has wonderful things in store for you. I see the Lord turning your life around. There's some things you've been praying for, but I want you to be much encouraged. And I want you to hold on to your faith. This is the hour, woman of God, for your faith to be unmovable, okay? Even if you don't see it, just keep believing in God, okay? God is going to visit your house. He's laying His Spirit on your children.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And I want you to be much encouraged. You're going to raise up men and women of God. Your children, there's such an unusual anointing for ministry over your children. So I just want to encourage you. Lift up your hands. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, anoint her all the more in her belly, God. Do it now, Father. I thank you for the anointing over her life, God. I thank you that you send her help, Father. I thank you that her destiny helpers will come quickly. I call them forth in the name above every name. I call them forth in the name of Jesus. I call them forth every household enemy. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Every backbiting spirit, every oppression of the enemy, I curse you at the root in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for this woman of God. I thank you that she prays in the midnight hour. I thank you that she prays in her secret place. I thank you that she's always talking to you, God. Thank you for pouring out your spirit on her, God. Do it right now in the name above every name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch your belly. Out of this belly, nation shall come. Thank you for this ministry. Touch your feet, woman of God. These feet shall possess the land. I prophesy it in all authority and power. Lift up your hands, woman of God. These hands heal in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this woman of God. Thank you for this vessel, Father. Do it quickly in the name of Jesus. I just lift the load. I see a load on your back. I see like a heavy load in the realm of the spirit. But I believe God is lifting it right now. Father, lift it, even back pain. I'm seeing back pain all over you. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you that you lift. Let there be a lifting in the name of Jesus. Let there be a lifting in the name of Jesus. Lift the load, God. Lift the load off your daughter. I thank you that you're doing it right now. I thank you that you loose that back pain in the name of Jesus. Loose that back pain in the name of Jesus. Every enemy that is tormenting her, under the power, receive the fire of God. Receive the fire of God. Receive the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Touch your eyes, woman of God. These eyes see clearly in the realm of the spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you. Oh God, I bless you. I just hear the Lord saying, there's a song for you, okay? There's a song, and the enemy is challenging your faith in this season. But I just know that God is going to show up for you, woman of God. Listen, okay? I want you to just meditate on faith, okay? You've been battered in your faith walk. You've been so battered in your faith. But guess what? God is going to bless you. God is going to visit you, okay? But I want you to just be much encouraged, woman of God, okay? You didn't cry for nothing. You didn't suffer for nothing. You didn't have all those enemies for nothing. God is going to vindicate you, woman of God. God is going to raise you up. You hear me? And every enemy will fall down in the name of Jesus, and I just cover you by the realm of the Spirit. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in the life of this vessel. And I just see you praying secretly. I see you praying all the time. I just see you all, and the Lord's giving me a song for you, and I want you to keep this with you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, woman of God, the Lord said this is your song. He keeps on making a way. He keeps delivering you. So every time the enemy challenges your faith, I want you to talk back to the devil, okay?
Yes.
I want you to talk back to him. I see him pushing you in the realm of the spirit. And I'm just going to cancel that by the blood of the Lamb. Every attack, I nullify it in the name of Jesus. I nullify it in the name of Jesus. And I'm just going to push this enemy back, okay?
Yes,
but the Lord is showing me that the enemy has been challenging your faith.
Yes,
God. The enemy is challenging your faith. He's challenging your calling. Okay? Woman of God. So I want you to just know. I want you to know that you know. And I want you to remember this song, okay? Because God is showing me he's been delivering you. Oh, he's delivered you so many times, woman of God.
Yes.
He delivered you and you didn't even understand it. He just delivered you in front of your enemy. So I want you to be much encouraged, woman of God, okay? And the Lord wants you to remember this song. May I just sing a little bit of it for you?
Yes.
Okay. He keeps on making a way over and over again. He's always bringing you out over and over again. Lord, you've done so much. All to you I owe, I will ever sing your praise. Glory to your name. He keeps on making a way. Listen, woman of God. He keeps on making a way. Come on. He keeps on making a way. If you sing it with me, it's going to break. He keeps on making a way. He keeps on making a way for me. He keeps on making a way. He keeps on making a way. When you're lonely, he makes a way. When you cry sometimes, he makes a way. But he keeps on making a way. Come on, friend, sing it with me, woman of God. He keeps on making a way. Yes. He keeps on making a way. Now, ba, 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 ba. So he keeps on making a way. Never, 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 never. He keeps on making a way. He keeps on making a way. Keep that in your belly. He keeps on. Let me hear you sing it, woman of God. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God's been regulating your mind. God,
yes.
The enemy wanted to take your mind, woman of God.
No.
But God saved you. He keeps on making a way, woman of God. He keeps on delivering you. Even when you think he's... So I want you to keep that in your spirit, okay? And I want you to hold on to your faith.
Yes, I will.
Hold on to your faith. And I want you to be much encouraged. I love you, woman of God.
I love you too. Thank you.
And the Lord has great things in store for you. He's going to visit your house. He's going to raise up your children. He's going to answer your prayers, okay? But just hold on to your faith. And when the enemy comes to challenge you, I want you to sing that song to the enemy. I want you to talk back to the devil, okay?
Yes, God.
I want you to be the watchman of your house. The Lord said you're already the watchman. The Lord said all you do is pray. The Lord said you pray, but you got a quiet spirit. So I just encourage you, and I want you to be much encouraged, woman of God. And I want you to know that the Lord is with you. He's with you, and he neither sleep nor slumber, okay?
God, thank you.
And I want you to, he's going to turn your tears into laughter.
Yes.
He's going to turn your mourning into dancing, woman of God. Just be much encouraged, okay? And I'll be praying for you.
Yes, thank you.
Tell me your name. I'll be taking your name to the Father.
It's Clara.
Clara. What about your children? Give me the names of your children.
Guy Sean, Ray Sean, Talik, Nadrea, and Isaiah.
Okay. I've been praying for your
daughter. I just lost a daughter in May, and her name was Sakima.
I understand, woman of God. May the Lord visit you. May he heal you of your heart, broken heart. And I'm telling you, just hold on to your faith. God is going to do some miracles in your life. He's going to perform miracles for you. Because
Amen.
You prayed. You prayed against all odds. You believed
yes.
against all odds, right?
Yes, God. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Just hold on to the Lord. Just hang on. Hold on to him, okay? With everything in your being. And what does the Lord say? Those who hope in me shall not be disappointed.
Amen.
You will not be disappointed, woman of God.
Thank you.
God bless you. I love
you.
God
bless you too.
I love you too. I love you.
I love you. God bless you.
Jeremiah, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
Amen.
That's what the Lord is saying, with unfailing love.
Yes.
Okay? Because the enemy comes to challenge that God, does God love you? Does God, when is he going to, I can see just the enemy just tormenting you. But I'm canceling that by the blood of the Lamb right now in the name of Jesus. And I silence every attack of the enemy, every household enemy be exposed. And under the power of God, every enemy receive the fire of God. Every enemy receive the fire of God. Every enemy against her mind receive the fire of God. Every enemy be dismantled in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for deliverance by force and by fire. She will pray like never before. The Lord, God is calling you to pray. God is calling you to another level of prayer, okay?
Yes.
And he's been calling you to fast, but you're resisting a little bit. Don't resist.
Yes.
He's trying to bless you.
Okay.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for calling.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day.
You, too.
Do we have any more callers?
That's
any
it.
Any more callers on the line? Okay.
That's it.
Okay, well, I want to thank everyone for coming out to... Wednesday, Lamb of God, God bless you all.